Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:46, 14 before 8. A lot of the players that are on the field for what will turn out to be the college football playoff, those players will wind up in the NFL, but first you got to get to the playoff. The first ones have been released. Mike Dettelier, our guest, joins us, WWL NFL college football analyst. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Tommy.
So your thoughts, Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, and Penn State in that order. Your thoughts, what do you think?
I could give a rip about it right now. Okay. I could care less. Now, the winners in that were SEC and Big Ten, because Penn State's in there with Ohio State, LSU in there along with Alabama and Georgia, with a loss at home against South Carolina, and they're in there ahead of Oklahoma. Man, listen, they talk about strength of schedule, and that's a bunch of horse hockey. Because they make up the rules as they go with this. But you know what? It really doesn't make a difference right now. No team that's ever been number one in those rankings to start the year in week one has ever won the national championship.
Really?
Nope.
There
the
you
last
go.
3 years has been the number two team has won it. So, man, it's, you know, and it's great motivation a little bit. Listen, if you need it. If you Clemson, we're the defending national champs. Mm-hmm. And this is where you rank us. And Dabo maybe needed a little bit of that, because I think his team's sort of been like a dog in wet grass all year long. Now, the last couple weeks, man, they've lit it up. But they've been in the wet grass.
I don't know
that's
what
all
that
they
means.
Need.
What does that mean,
that's
a dog in wet
need.
Grass?
Yeah. And
what
so,
does that mean?
You know,
Mike, wait, what does that mean? I don't know what a dog in wet grass
you never
means.
Seen a dog, man, how he shuffles his feet in wet grass? He ain't going nowhere.
I got he's you. Okay.
He's stuck.
All
he's
right.
stuck.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't valid. I just said I didn't understand it. But I got you now.
No, you got to live on the bayou to understand it. You see it, man, whatever. But to me, none of that means nothing. And if it takes that to motivate you, man, then you should be in another sport. Because rankings of some middle-aged old man to tell you where you get ranked, man, you don't need that as motivation. You understand what's at stake at this time of year. And my thing is, you just play them one game at a time. It's cliche, but it's true. You got to just do your job, and everything will work out. Now, I'm a big believer in the eight-team playoff. Mm-hmm. I do believe that, and eventually we're going to have that. It's not just going to be four. It's going to be eight, and I think we're leading to that. And so there'll be some controversy always, but on that fourth spot between probably a one-loss SEC team and a championship-winning team, either in the Big 12 or on the Pac-12.
We're going to pick it up there when we come back, Mike. And the other thing I want to ask you, and our minds run alike, because you're talking about what a bunch of old men think, and we hear this phrase, selection committee, right? I want you to go a little bit deeper into that as to what this selection committee is. I know at one point I think Condoleezza Rice was on it. I don't know.
Yes, she was on it. Yes, she was
on it. Yeah. All right, 7:50, 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The first college football playoff rankings are out. LSU, number two. What does Mike Dettelier, our NFL and college football analyst, think? Let's find out. Hey, Mike, when it comes to the selection committee, you know, you talked about a bunch of old men, and I know at one point it was Condoleezza Rice was on the committee. Now they have another lady that's involved. How do they decide who these heads, these all-knowing heads, how do they go about determining who's on this committee, and are they really qualified to do this, I guess what I'm asking?
Yeah, they qualified to do it, but listen, everybody's got a different opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what, you're going to have differing opinions. And, you know, man, I know Pat Dye threw a fit. He was on the committee. He didn't want Condoleezza Rice on there. His deal was, man, I want somebody that's put their hands in the dirt. Okay. So all you want is a bunch of former players that's on there? Come on. That's not real slick either to do that. So to say that Condoleezza Rice doesn't know anything about sports.
But I didn't say that.
No, no, no. He said it.
Yeah.
Pat Dye said it. You know, and Archie, who I think was supposed to be on the committee, he kind of stood up for Condoleezza Rice, and he was like, no, 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 you don't understand. She does understand the sports world. And so you have different people from different backgrounds giving you different opinions. Doesn't mean you have to agree with everything someone else says, but at least you listen. And I think we've gotten away from that, Tom, in our world today, that we don't want to hear nothing from nobody.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you my opinion, and that's the way it's going to be, and I don't want to hear yours.
Because yours is wrong. That's the way people look at it, right?
Exactly. So I get it. And are we qualified? Man, all I need to do is I look on my social media deal. They got people from all over the world that's in different professions that's telling me all about politics. My thing is, okay, what's the qualifications there? So we catch it all over. And I think the select committee wanted to have a diverse group from different areas, if it was players and coaches, people outside the football world, giving opinions on who the top teams were. But my thought was always strength of schedule was a big part of this, and apparently it's not. Apparently it is a piece of it, but it's not the big piece, because if that's the case, then LSU would be ranked number one. But my thing has always been, it's great to talk about talk show-wise, like what we're doing, but it doesn't mean anything. I want to be number one, you know, in the early part of January after the national championship game.
And the conference championships
on the field.
Conference championships could play a big part in that as well.
It could, but are you going to pick a one-loss SEC team or a one-loss Pac-12 champion or a one-loss maybe Big 12 champion? That's going to be where things are going to get dicey here, and that's why they should open this up to 8. It would make it so much easier to do that way.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time. Go on to news. We'll talk to you again about this.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.